Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know his Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the Pine Ridge War Savings staff is all set to inaugurate a new feature in its war bond campaign tomorrow. Co-chairmen Edwards and Peabody have engaged a famous mystic and fortune teller who will read the townsfolk's future only upon their purchase of bonds. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner out in front of their Jot'em Down store and library, struggling with a huge tent which they're trying to put up in the middle of the road. Listen.
Here, I believe that's straight now. Can you hold the pole a second while I step back and take a look at it, Abner?
Well, I'll try. Why do we need to put up such a big tent for? Look at this thing.
Well, we're going to need a lot of room, that's why.
We ain't going to have no circus in here, are we?
Of course not. Can you lean the pole just a little bit toward the left there?
Well, that's all I can do.
No, your left. Your left the other way.
I can't hardly hold it. I'll try it though. How's that?
I reckon that's close enough to being straight that way. Can you hold it a little longer just till I get the stakes pounded in on both sides of the tent?
Doggies, I don't know if I can even hold it up or not, Lum. This is the heaviest 110 I ever seen in my life. Hurry up, regardless of what you're going
to
do.
It won't take me long to get the stakes in.
Well, just hurry, Lum.
See, whereabouts did I put that hammer at?
Well, why do we need so much room in the tent for, Lum? That fortune teller ain't no giant, is he?
No, of course not. He's just going to have one corner of the tent.
One corner?
Yeah, we're going to put up some stands in the rest of the tent where we can sell war bonds. Geez, I had that hammer here a second ago.
Well, hurry up and find it, Lum. I don't believe I can hold this pole steady much longer. This thing is heavy.
Well, for goodness sakes, don't let go of it, or the whole thing will fall down. We'll have to start all over again.
Well, I ain't going to let go out of a purpose, Lum, but my strength might give out. If that wind don't die down pretty soon,
Wind ain't blowing much anyway.
Well, something's trying to blow this thing over. Quit breathing so hard.
Here's a hammer. Here it is. Right in front of my eyes, and I couldn't see it. Look where it was laying at.
Well, I can't turn my head, Lum. Just hurry up and get them stakes in, will you, please?
Look at that. If it was a bear, it would have bit me.
Yeah, what'd you say about a bear, Lum?
Nothing. Just an old Eddard saying of mine. See, we're about to them tent stakes.
Are we going to have a bear in this tent, too?
No. Oh, wait a minute. I believe I heard our phone ringing. Dad, blaming it would have to ring right now. Hold the pole a few seconds longer, Abner, while I run the store and answer.
Well, here, wait a minute, Lum. Can't you pound just a couple of them stakes in before you leave?
No. It might be Mr. Morgenthau called me direct from Washington. Something about our war saving stuff. I'll tell him to make it short.
Well, now, Lum, I might not be able to hold this thing up that long now.
Yes, you can. If you drop it, you'll ruin everything.
Well, now, don't leave me out here with that bear, Lum. I can't defend myself. I got to hold this pole here.
There ain't no bear out there.
Dadgummit, anyway. Well, if there's any bears around here, get away. You leave me alone, and I'll leave you alone. That's what I'll do.
Water, Mr. Abner.
Oh, my goodness, talking bears.
What are you doing, putting up a tent?
Howdy, Cedric. Is that you?
Yes, Ma'am.
I can't turn my head far enough to see who's coming. Cedric, can you see any bears around here any place?
No, Ma'am, I don't think I can. Let me see.
Yeah, more than likely hiding. That's about what they're doing. Fixing to jump out on me at any minute.
Where?
Lum said there was a bear around here somewhere, Cedric. Be careful. Watch what you're doing.
Oh, my goodness.
Cedric, will you find a hammer and pound in some tent stakes so as I can let go of this thing here? I can't hold it much longer.
Sure is a big tent, ain't it?
It's 1,000 or 100 times too big. Now, just hurry up, Cedric. Hurry. I can't hold it.
Is this going to be for that fortune teller that's coming to town tomorrow?
I reckon so, yeah.
I can't hardly wait to see him. Everybody in town's talking about him.
Cedric, will you please quit talking and find that hammer before both me and this tent falls over?
Well, I done found the hammer. Whereabouts are the stakes at?
Why, they're laying there on the ground. Summers, look around, Cedric.
I don't see them no place. Maybe Mr. Lum knows whereabouts they're at.
No, you just find him yourself. Now, Lum's in the store there talking on the telephone. Hurry up,
Cedric. Well, I'll go and ask Mr. Lum.
Yeah, then. Wait a minute. Cedric, come back
here. Well, I'll be back directly.
Cedric, the stakes are cut. They're right around here somewhere.
This will be quicker, Mr. Abner, honest.
Oh, my goodness. I almost wish that bird'd come out and get me.
Hurry.
Huh? Who is that, Grandpap?
Yeah, what are you doing there, Abner? Putting up a tent?
Well, what does it look like we're doing? I ain't hard to stand out here and hold this thing the rest of my life.
Yeah, sure, you ought to have some help there, Abner. You can't put up a tent that big all by yourself.
I know that, Grandpap. That's what I want to
say. You ought to have some help. Ought to have it. I recollect one time Ollie Ziegler tried to put up a tent by
himself. Grandpap, will you go in the store and tell Cedric to bring the hammer back out here so we can drive up these stakes?
Is Cedric in the store?
He's right inside this store.
Well, why in the world don't you get him to help you?
Well, what do you think I want you to call him out here for? Now, hurry up, Grandpap.
Yep. Yeah, Cedric will be a good one to help you, Abner. A good, strong boy.
Yeah, I need him.
Yeah, Ollie Ziegler was pretty strong himself, but he was no match for that tent, I'll tell you that. Leastways, not trying to put it up by himself.
Grandpap, I ain't interested in what Ollie Ziegler done or that silly sister or his Jackie, either one.
There ain't much to the story. Ollie had went out on a 3-day camping trip and he spent 4 days of it trying to set up the tent.
Grandpap, will you please call Cedric before I drop dead here?
Yeah, sure. Cedric! So finally they sent out a searching party for Ollie. And how do, Miss Barton? There's Miss Barton and Edie. Across the street. Ain't you speaking to them, Abner?
I ain't got enough strength to raise my voice out loud. I'm going to drop this whole thing now. Somebody don't help me.
Abner's putting up a tent, Edie. For the fortune teller, I reckon. Ain't that what it's for, Abner?
Yeah, but listen, Grandpap, I can't hold this thing.
Yeah, it's for the fortune teller.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, Abner, there's a nice woman at Miss Barton. And Edie, too. Both friendly people.
I know it, Grandpap, but if you don't do something pretty quick now, I'm going to pass out unconscientious. I'm plumb
out here.
You
don't look so good, Abner.
I'm wore out trying to hold this thing up here, Grandpap.
If you want my opinion, I think you ought to quit being so stubborn and let somebody else help you with that tent.
I ain't being stubborn.
Yes, you are, Abner. Now, take the case of Ollie Ziegler, for instance.
Grandpap, please don't tell that thing again. I've heard it one time. All I need is Cedric. Just get in there and tell him to come out here and bring that hammer and drive them stakes in for me.
You ought to hear about Ollie, though.
Oh, my goodness.
It'll convince you I'm right. See, Ollie went out on a camping trip once. 3-day camping trip, and he spent 4 days out
of town. You've told me that, Grandpap.
I did, huh?
Why, sure. Now, go on and get Cedric for me, or find them tent stakes and drive them in here for me, or something. Now, I can't stand this thing much longer. Hurry up, Grandpa.
Yeah, I notice you can't hardly talk.
I'm so wore out, I can't hardly stand here. I'm plumb give out of breath.
Well, I'll help you, Abner. When did I tell you about Ollie?
About 2 seconds ago.
Well, I do know. Yes, sir, I must be getting a little forgetful.
Oh, my.
Sometimes a fella gets that away when he gets older.
Cash up, Grandpap, and do something here.
Yeah, I'll do something. You can't stand holding that pole up there much longer, Abner, I'll tell you that.
You're telling me.
Even a fella strong as Ollie Ziegler couldn't manage it by himself.
Well, Grandpap, I ain't... There comes Cedric at last. Hurry up, Cedric!
Yeah, now, there's a boy you ought to get to help you, Abner. He'd do better than I would. He's stout.
I wish you'd stop talking for just a minute, Grandpap, and leave me alone. Cedric, hurry up.
Mr. Abner.
Yeah.
Mr. Lum's talking on the telephone.
I know he is, Cedric.
Well, I'll have to wait till he gets done before I can ask whereabouts the tent stakes are at. But I'll be out quick as I can.
Hey, wait a minute here. Cedric, come back here. Don't go back in the store now. Cedric, Grandpap, go get Cedric.
He went back in the store, Abner.
I know he went back in there. Get him out here. Now, I tell you what, you go get the hammer from Cedric and you find them stakes. Lum brung them out here. They're right around the tent here. Some of them, I wish I could turn around to look for them.
That's a good
but
idea.
Get them stakes and drive them in here.
Yes, sir. I don't want you to wind up like Ollie Ziegler done. I told you about him, didn't I?
Yes, Grandpap. You
That's
told
what I
me about Ollie Ziegler.
See, when the searching party got there, they found him all tangled up and wound up in the tent. And a batch of beavers was trying to dam up the creek with him.
Oh, sassy.
They were.
I ain't got time to listen to none of them tales either.
It's the truth, Abner. Just ask Charlie Redfield.
I don't want to ask nobody, Grandpap. All I want is somebody to pound them stakes in so I can let go of this thing. Now, would you go in there and tell Cedric...
Just a minute. I'll help you.
Well, that's what I want you to do. Just hurry up, Grandpap.
Whereabouts did you say the hammer was at?
Cedric's got it in the store.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Steve, I'm getting sort of forgetful, Ed.
Oh, my.
I am. See, I ain't as young as I used to be. Oh, I ain't getting feeble or nothing like that, but sometimes things slip my mind.
Grandpap, please hash up and go in the store and tell Cedric to come out here. Sir, wait a minute. There comes Lum. Thank goodness.
Yeah, now Lum can help you. Both him and Cedric can help you. Get both of them, too. And then you won't get like Ollie Ziegler. Did I tell you about Ollie Ziegler?
Yes, Grandpap, yes, you told my Lum. Hurry up, Lum. Lum, come on out here. Hurry.
Coming, Abner. I'm sorry for taking so long, but...
Well, I can't hold this thing much longer,
Lum. Oh, dear goodness, when that Uncle Henry Lunsford gets on the phone, he's a long-winded, this one human I know of.
Please help me, Lum.
Special if it's town marshal business. Looks up rules and regulations and reads them over the telephone and I don't know what.
Yeah, well, Lum, just find them states and drive them in this tent here so I can turn this thing loose.
Tried to argue him out of it, but you just insisted we do it.
Do what, Lum?
Move the tent about 3 feet this way so that the cars can get through.
Huh?
So just drop the pole, Abner.